send delegates to the national convention and nominate a presidential candidate. And more particularly, you know, you might be surprised to learn that I'm a registered Republican. That's my political affiliation, my official political affiliation here in Massachusetts. And, you know, I'd be surprised to hear that if I weren't already so intimately familiar with the truth of that fact. I actually consider myself to be a green libertarian. And to sum up that philosophy in just a few words, well, socially liberal, economically conservative, caring about the environment, because in the end, we all share the same earth, and we've only got one of them. When I was 18 and could first register to vote, I registered as a libertarian because I had learned about them from, well, first, I think, in 1976, there was a guy, Ed Clark, who was running on the Libertarian Party for president. And I saw one of these TV commercials. It was more like an infomercial. And they were just talking about what their policies were. And I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds pretty good to me. I mean, basically freedom, and people should be able to do what they want as long as they're not affecting other people's rights. And, well, in any case, I was a libertarian all the way up through 2012. And let me say, you know, when you're registering for a political party, there's a number of reasons why you might do that. I did that because, showing your support for particular ideas and being counted that way. But there's also a strategic aspect to that. It's a bit like marriage. You can only be married to one person. Well, you can only register in the United States here for one political party. But in 2012, I was actually contacted by some other Massachusetts libertarians who strongly urged other people of that way of thinking to register as a Republican so they could vote in the caucuses for delegates sympathetic to Ron Paul. And after considering that a bit, I did. And tomorrow morning, I'm going to be in Randolph casting what will be, I believe, my most important vote of the 2016 presidential election. And that's going to be at the District 7 Republican caucus in Randolph. They're having them for every congressional district around the state. And essentially, the way things work, we had the primaries, and for both Republicans and Democrats, people voted for their desired candidates. And then at the convention, there are going to be delegates who are going to vote for those candidates. And they're going to have to, on the first vote, on the first ballot, vote for what the people in the primaries voted for. And there's a proportional representation of that here in Massachusetts. So, like, Trump got 49% of the primary vote, and we've got something like 42 delegates in Massachusetts. So Trump is going to get 49%. He's going to get, you know, 10 or 11 of those delegates. But if that first ballot doesn't result in there being a winner who has that magic number, the majority of delegates, then things are going to go crazy. Well, things are certainly going to be a little bit different, because after that, delegates are free to vote their conscience. And the idea is that for green libertarians like me who have enrolled in the Republican Party to influence things, we're hoping to send some similarly minded delegates who are running on the Liberty platform at the caucus to the convention. And, well, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to the caucus to hopefully send pro-pot, libertarian-minded Massachusetts delegates to the Republican convention rather than Charlie Baker cronies. And I'll be proudly wearing a tie-dyed Mass Can t-shirt tomorrow, along with a plaid flannel shirt, as is my, during the cooler weather, my normal going out wear. Well, I think next we're going to continue. We're going to continue things with some jazz. And then later in the set, we're going to be hearing more from Professor Dan Dennett's 2009 Harvard lecture on religion as a natural phenomena. And he's going to be talking about hijackers in religion and parasites, like parasites getting into the hijackers' brains. But first, we are going to start things off with Astrud Gilberto, the jazz Brazilian singer, here on WMFO in Medford.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I have spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm as starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Why should I have spring fever when I know spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. A baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud, or a robin on the wing. But I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. Oh, that it might. It might as well be spring.
One minute staring at the moon, next into your eyes, it's no surprise that my knees weaken at the lovely words you're speaking.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
parasite that infects the brain and induces suicide on behalf of a cause other than one's own genetic fitness.
Dark and deep, my mind dances and leaps in confusion. I don't know what is real, I can't touch what I feel, and I hide behind the shield of my illusion. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end, and flowers never bend with the rainfall. The mirror on my wall casts an image dark and small, but I'm not sure at all it's my reflection. I'm blinded by the light of God and truth and right, and I wander in the night without direction. So I'll continue to pretend my life never end, and flowers never bend with the rainfall. No matter if you're born to play the king or pawn, for the line is thinly drawn between joy and sorrow.
So my fantasy becomes reality, and I must be what I must be and face tomorrow. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end, and flowers never bend with the rainfall.
Who is it?
Asthma.
Asthma?
That's right, asthma.
You must have the wrong house. Who's there?
West Nile virus. Can I come in?
No, you can't come in.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
Hello, it's Lyme disease.
I am not opening the door for Lyme disease.
I'll be back.
Who is it now?
$5 billion in property damage.
What do you want?
I'm just spreading the love, ma'am.
Go away.
When household pests are in your home, you never know what kind of health and property threats they're going to invite over. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Visit pestworld.org to become more aware of the serious threats common household pests like mice, roaches, and termites can pose to your health, your home, and your family.
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, we are celebrating spring. We began that last set with the Brazilian jazz singer Astrud Gilberto. It might as well be spring. Although, to tell you the truth, with all the crazy variations in temperature that we had in February and March, many of the blossoming trees have gotten severely confused. We've got two Japanese cherry trees outside our house, and in the best years, the blossoms first come out and are a spectacular pure pink show. And then as the blossoms begin to fall, the leaves come out. But this year, we ended up with the blossoms and the leaves coming out more or less simultaneously, and not a whole lot of the blossoms either. And my apricot tree in the backyard only had a couple of blossoms way on the very top. Usually it's just a completely magical thing where virtually overnight it turns into a tree full of pink blossoms, and that didn't happen at all this year. Global warming. Well, global climate change. I think that's certainly implicated this year. After the Astrud Gilberto piece, we heard from Jill Scott. Spring Summer Feeling, another really soulful piece from her Beautifully Human Words and Sounds, Volume 2. And then we heard another Japanese artist, Tomoko Tsunazaki and Haruno Umi, Spring Sea. And on top of that, I mixed in some more excerpts from my Ichiban Sensei, my number one professor, Dan Dennett. And that was from a Harvard lecture he gave in 2009 on religion as a natural phenomena, promoting the book that he wrote about that, Breaking the Spell. And we also heard from Simon and Garfunkel, Flowers Never Bend with the Rainfall. And a public service message from the National Pest Management Association. Yeah, now that it's springtime, there's not just flowers and leaves outside, as well as all the beneficial insects. There are also some of the creepy critter bugs that might be getting into your home. Are you annoyed by the greatly increased airplane noise from flights departing Logan Airport these days? You know, our towns west of Boston are affected by the increased airplane noise due to the FAA's June 2013 decision. Highways in the Sky, it's called. And that means that every single airplane departing from runway 33L on days with northwest winds, all those planes continue on four narrow paths over specific neighborhoods, and that results in near constant noise as a result. Well, Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this, and they're going to hold their next monthly meeting next week on Thursday, May 5th, from 7 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. at the Belmont Public Library. And that's at 336 Concord Avenue in Belmont. And you can get more information about that at bostonwestfairskies.org on the web. And of course, this has been a public service message from bostonwestfairskies.org and people who care. You're a WMFO in Medford. And you know what else is going on this weekend here in Somerville? We're having our open studios. It's tomorrow, April 30th, and Sunday, May 1st, from noon to 6 p.m. And their special sneak preview this evening ended at 9 p.m. But tomorrow and Sunday, you can immerse yourself in a city full of art with over 360 artists across more than 80 sites. You can talk with those artists in every kind of work and space across every kind of visual media. And for more information, you can visit their website at SomervilleOpenStudios.org. And this has been a public service message from all your art-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, and of course, SomervilleOpenStudios.org. Well, we've got just about half an hour before Chase Carson comes in here with a time tunnel, classic rhythm and blues, soul, funk, disco, dance music, and the jazz interlude from 10 p.m. to midnight on Friday evenings here on WMFO in Medford. So we're going to start the next set. Well, actually, we've got one last set here, and we're going to hear the entirety of Movement 1. It's an 18-minute, 32-second piece. And you know what? Let's just start that going now. Vangelis. Soil Festivities, Movement 1, from the Eponius album. And this is a remarkable ambient piece as well. A wonderful compliment to the Wendy Carlos Spring piece that we played for you earlier. And then I think we're going to wrap up the set with an appropriate enough song from AC/DC, Stormy May Day. One of the few, I believe just three times, lead guitarist Angus Young plays slide guitar. And then I think we're going to wind things down with the jazz prelude to the time tunnel. And that'll probably be Sun Ra and his orchestra, an opus in springtime.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right! It's not just a radio program. Oh no, baby. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, book promotion lectures, and tours. Yes, we've been hearing a lot of Tufts Professor Dan Dennett this evening. My Ichiban Sensei, one of my favorite professor, and one of my intellectual heroes, for sure. And that was a talk that he gave in 2009 at Harvard on religion as a natural phenomena, covering topics in his book, Breaking the Spell. And along the way in that last set, we started off with Vangelis, Movement One of Soil Festivities. And as Chase and I were discussing, Vangelis shares many things in common with Wendy Carlos, who we heard her epic spring ambient masterpiece, a remix, three times remixed by the likes of me and Chuck Yu, and a lot of remixing in that one. And then we also heard AC/DC, and one of the few times Angus Young has played slide guitar. And we finished things off, as we are right now, finishing things off with the jazz prelude to the Thyme Tunnel. This is Sun Ra and his orchestra, an opus in springtime. And that'll take us all the way through to 10 p.m. when Chase will be bringing you some soul, funk, dance music, classic R&B, disco, and his jazz interlude in the second hour of the show. So thanks so much for joining me, and have a safe and fun weekend. And we'll be back again, hopefully, next week, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, only on WMFO.